You ready, Spence?
Yes.
And welcome to another fun episode of Extra Credit, where we just talk about really ridiculous stuff because we can. And in this episode, this is following Lesson 112, which we talked about, Overboard, which happens to be a reboot from the 1987 original film. And the conversation for today, for this particular Extra Credit episode, is reboots. Reboots are very unique to the entire cinematic experience, because when you go and see a film, if you're going to see something that's labeled as a reboot, you have, first off, you have something to definitively compare it to. It's not like having a source material. If you have source material, sure, then it's one form of it as opposed to a different form. You know, we talked about it with Rampage, where the video game and then the actual movie. Spencer's already cringing at the thought of Rampage.
I don't even really count that as a reboot.
So, and then you also have the instance where we were talking about, there's been actually a lot of adaptations this past year with A Wrinkle in Time. We also saw Tomb Raider.
Which technically kind of was a reboot.
True, actually.
But was also just like a new interpretation of a different source material with
the
same character.
A reboot.
I was just going to say,
it's really confusing. It is
that was a confusing one. Let's leave that one alone.
That is an adaptation of a game that was rebooted from the original. but here's the question for the table. Should they really make reboots? Are reboots actually necessary? Like, do we want to see, you know, properties or franchises brought back up to the current age or the current time frame, so that they could be reintroduced to pop culture and kind of make a splash? Or, because my first thing that comes to mind immediately when I think about reboots is the new Lost in Space series that's on Netflix,
sure,
which obviously this is a series on Netflix, but the original, which debuted back in the 60s,
was also a television series.
Was a television series. And then they created a film in the mid 90s.
That we don't talk about.
With Matt LeBlanc.
we don't talk about.
And an alien monkey.
Oh, gosh. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
That movie was awful.
Here's my thing.
Here we go.
If you can do it better, go for it.
Yeah, that's really
I think
rule.
That, because honestly, and I'm not going to get too ridiculous, I mentioned a Shakespeare play in the actual episode, and I'm going to mention another one now. Romeo and Juliet, right? Very well-known story. Has been adapted, has been updated, and changed around numerous times, and has also been transformed into other stories that follow a similar pattern. West Side Story, for example, is what comes to mind.
Yeah.
So West Side Story is derivative, in many ways, from Romeo and Juliet. It's a modernization and a complete recasting of a familiar story framework.
Yeah.
So I think if you can do it convincingly and well, go for it. Make something better than you had before. You brought up television series, so you've opened that door.
True.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
my favorite, not to be too geeky, but my favorite television series of all time is the reboot of Battlestar Galactica. I think they accomplished things with that show that you cannot get away with.
I'm very sad right now because
Before or since, because
I don't have the sound bite of Bears beat Battlestar Galactic.
Thank you, Jim Dwighting Dwight.
But it's true. If you can do it, and if you can do it well, then by all means.
Yeah, if you can expand on what the original had in it, go for it.
Or if you can even clarify what the original had, you should go for it too. For instance, the Power Rangers movie. They made more sense of Power Rangers in the first 5 minutes than 3 seasons.
Wow.
When I saw that movie, I was like, what is happening? We have logic in this movie? Like, I was blown away. Like, wow. It made so much sense from, like, why certain things were happening in that movie that applied to the TV series that I just loved it instantly.
Man. Spencer's dropping to me. Wow.
I was
we should have had him
kid.
On.
I mean, Spencer's face is like the human equivalent of heart eyes emoji right
his,
now.
Yeah,
or star eye emoji, maybe.
His face looks like Thor's face when he saw Hulk come out to the arena.
Yes.
That is what
yes.
he looks like.
Yes. But then on the flip side of that, you should know when to quit. And
absolutely.
When you should quit is reboot the Guardian Code because, oh gosh, just check out the trailer for this. It is so awful. Like, it's a live action TV show. The original was completely CGI.
The Guardian Code? I've never heard of that.
It was called Reboot.
Count yourself lucky.
Oh, Reboot. Oh, I know what Reboot is.
Yeah, yes. The cartoon / CGI series was called Reboot.
Which was a mangled mess, I thought. But I was too old for it. I wasn't the right audience.
It was unique.
I'll volunteer the fact that I was old.
I used to.
Already, by the time that was on. My sisters watched it.
I remember watching it in the mornings time. It would come on in the mornings, and you would watch it along with like Magic School Bus and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And it was an interesting show. It didn't really last very long, but it was still interesting in its dynamic.
Yeah, but they were doing CGI like before Toy Story even came out.
Oh, 100%.
They're kind of pioneers in that way.
Yeah. And
that's true.
Now they digressed.
How do you feel then about what Disney is doing with all of its famous cartoon movies, turning them into live action films?
Oh, I think they're terrible.
We got Dumbo on the docket for sometime in the next year.
Like, well, and then you just had Jungle Book that came out a few years ago.
Okay, Jungle Book was legit.
Okay, Jungle Book aside, the rest of them, Jungle Book was like, okay, if
you know they're
like,
making a sequel to that, right?
What?
They are.
Oh yeah, I remember. It kind of ended on like a sequelish note. Okay, but like, besides that one movie that had like, you know, an actual like, there's good parts to it, like that you could actually enjoy.
Yeah.
The others, for instance, Beauty and the Beast with Emma Watson singing as Belle, who invented washing machines.
Yeah. Donkey powered washing machine.
That should be a thing. That should be a saying. You know what you are? You're a donkey powered washing machine. That sounds like one of the best insults to ever give. Next time we have people over and I get upset, or next time I see that kid again from the theater, they're like, you know what you are, kid? You're a donkey powered washing machine. That's what I think of you.
He's gonna watch the
way to be the bigger man, Eddie.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, he's being the bigger man, shouting at a child.
Okay. But
issues, people, issues.
But it's interesting, like you said, that you bring up the Disney aspect, because that is something they're looking forward to in the next couple of years with the reboot / live action version of Mulan. The live-action version of The Lion King.
Aladdin.
Dumbo.
Because, like, if they can do
Story,
something... Oh, my gosh.
We've already seen Cinderella. We've already seen, in a way, Alice in Wonderland, although those had a different source in many ways than the cartoon movie.
Yeah, they need to do something, like, unique and better. Like, I can see Aladdin and Mulan both being very good, but they have to have, like, the right kind of drive behind them.
Well, and you look at things like Aladdin. So take Aladdin, for instance. So I have a friend who was at CinemaCon this year in Las Vegas, and they showed them a clip with the interaction between Aladdin and the genie. The genie being played by Will Smith. I'm not sure how to process the confused look on Spencer's face.
I just realized that Robin Williams did the genie in the animated cartoon, and I wouldn't have replaced him with Will Smith.
You have just caught up to over 8 months worth of memes and concerns.
I didn't know that. I'm behind. That movie's going to suck.
Well, wow. Here's to looking forward to that.
I mean, honestly, though, Robin Williams is not available. So what are you going to do?
Well, I mean,
no matter what you do.
Yeah.
You don't have the same genie.
This is
true.
At all.
And in that respect, I mean, so here's my thinking, since you kind of sidebarred me with the whole conversation about the genie and Will Smith. In my mind, the perfect casting next to Robin Williams should have been at least the individual who did the Broadway musicals, like the original guy, the guy who did he did the dedication of one of the songs to Robin Williams at one of their shows. He's actually a really great singer. He's very animated and whatnot. And we've had individuals who have made the transition from Broadway to movies and vice versa, from movies to Broadway.
So I think it's so hard, though, in this case.
Hmm.
because as far as I've seen from the cast list, which it's been a while since I've even looked, Will Smith is the only recognizable person in the cast, because yes, the other performers have played other roles before, but they're not well known. They're not like a Robin Williams or a Will Smith level of knownness. And I don't think that you can take something as popular as Aladdin and have only people that you kind of maybe might have heard of once. I just don't think that would be enough of a draw for the mainstream audience. I could be wrong. We'll never know, because they did cast Will Smith, but I think that they needed somebody, I hate to say it this way, but somebody bankable, somebody with cultural cachet.
Yeah, well, you need that top billing.
In pop culture consciousness.
Yeah, you need that one name that's going to sit at the top of the billing list to really draw in the crowds.
Yeah.
Like you said, all these other names, people are going to be like, but then you see Will Smith as the genie, and you're like, oh, okay, yeah, the guy from Men in Black, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah, but do you realize how far back you just went to even... Remember Will Smith in the
okay, Spencer, Men in Black 3. Is that better?
Sheesh.
Suicide Squad.
Wow.
But in going back to what I was stating about what my friend saw at CinemaCon, they said they showed him a clip, and they said Will Smith is going to look like himself. He's not going to look like... It's going to be like the Broadway musical, how the guy looked like himself. He wasn't a big blue... genie
cartoon character.
I'm trying to think of he's gonna look like himself, and they said that the dynamic worked.
Okay.
I mean, that also is dependent on the actor that they have chosen for Aladdin, which Aladdin played a pretty unique role to the film. I mean, he is named, you know, the movie is named after him.
He played a pretty unique role, as in the main one.
So,
I mean, yes, Robin Williams was the star of the film, but the animated film, but it the main character is Aladdin.
Yeah. So, when was the last time you guys have seen a bad reboot? And I say seen, not heard of, but seen. And I say this because I don't want you to kind of get yourself stuck in just movies. I also want to know in terms of TV shows or series, because... Right now, I think we're really in an age where, with a lot of adaptations, like we said, a lot of these video games coming to become movies, or a lot of the books, things of that nature, everybody is trying to bank off of something that has already been established.
Ooh, I've got a good one.
Oh, yeah, go for it.
American Idol. I know it's not a fictional storyline, but I am not a fan of the rebooted American Idol.
I
much prefer The Voice.
I was going to say something to that in terms of like shooting it down, but then I actually thought about it. And honestly, every Sunday night, I dread it, because I know that
it's true. You are like Statler and Waldorf, both the two Muppet critics.
I cannot stand Ryan Seacrest. I cannot stand the whole panel of judges. Individually, they're probably good people, but in the dynamic of what they're doing here, they're just so bad. Ryan Seacrest, and then Luke Bryan, and then you had Katy Perry and Lionel Richie. Like, Lionel Richie was such an icon, and now he's relegated to being an American Idol judge. Like, just send
but they're not judges. It's like,
they're
yes,
not.
Man.
They're like, oh, so you did this song, and I heard you. Good job. That's it. That's the whole...
Yeah, sometimes. Like, I think you just basically quoted one thing that Lionel Richie said this past Sunday, which basically was... The other two had gushed so much about whoever the performer was. Lionel Richie's only contribution at that point was, you just sang this song your way.
It was horrible.
And that was all he said. It wasn't good. It wasn't bad. It was just like, I'm defining what just happened on TV. Great. Thank you. We all saw it. but yeah, so I would say the reboot of American Idol flops for me.
What about you, Spence?
Not that the kids aren't talented. Some of them are talented.
No, and that's the problem with
it's
that
the format
show.
Of the show and the way it flows. It's like, it's just not what it was.
Because you still have these hopeful young people who are wanting to make it in the music industry, and they're incredibly talented. But I don't know. It's interesting to say the fact that Simon Cowell brought so much to this particular series. And without him, this is like it's an anticlimactic show. to say the least.
And one of my favorite shows is America's Got Talent during the summer, and he's not as mean at all on that show as he used to be on American Idol, but it's still so much better. Granted, I like the whole panel on that show. I think they have a great dynamic. But
all right, Spence, lay it on us.
Okay. I had to like look up a list of movies.
He did, you cheater.
No, I just needed a refresher. Whatever. And I remember a bad one I saw was The Day the Earth Still Stood Still.
Did you see the original?
Yes.
I did.
Yeah.
Oh.
For once.
My gosh.
I saw the original.
Because he sure as heck didn't see.
Whatever. Anyway. Yeah, that movie was just like, it was just a bunch of effects. Like, where's the heart of
the
story? Well,
and then Tom Cruise. I mean, he's pretty bad in this one as well.
Was he in the...
Tom Cruise? Yeah, he's the main...
No.
The Day the Earth Stood Still?
No, you're thinking War
I'm thinking
of
War of the Worlds.
Keanu Reeves
The Day the Earth Stood Still. And, the whiny Smith kid, Aiden Smith.
Jaden,
como caca, whatever. Anyway.
Watch your mouth. There are kids listening to this show. Maybe.
Probably. Hopefully. But, no, that one was pretty bad. Like, I actually really enjoyed the original. I really did.
Yeah,
I thought
the original
had a lot more, like, just, it had a lot more heart going on with it. And this one was just all Keanu Reeves. Mm-hmm. So it's like Constantine all over again, except without the supernatural aspect. He's just an alien. So, I think we can all agree on my pick because we have yet to see a good one. And every reboot we see of it just continues to get worse and worse. And that is Fan4Stick.
Oh, my gosh.
Otherwise known as Fantastic Four.
No, it's
otherwise known as Fan4Stick.
That's
horrible
how they spelled
movie.
It.
That's how they spelled it.
Yeah, that
wrong.
Reboot was real bad.
It was horrible. And it was just... did anybody follow that movie at all? Like, I lost track like 25, 30 minutes into the movie.
Yeah, it was pretty incoherent.
And... I'm an actual fan of Miles Teller. I think he's a good actor, but this was just not a role for him at all. Like between him and Michael B. Jordan's character and what's his name, Toby Bell or
Jamie Bell.
Jamie Bell's character.
And Kate Mara.
Kate Mara. That dynamic just didn't work for me. And
I was actually hopeful with that movie because it had the darker tone, which is not what you do ever with the Fantastic Four. So I thought, oh, well, they're going to do something gritty and different. Let's see it. It was a mess.
It was a hot mess.
It was
mess.
A total mess.
It was a hot mess. Just horrendous. But I think that's probably the most recent.
Although the guy that played Johnny and Sue Storm's father... in that movie?
Oh, yeah.
That actor is in Luke Cage, season 2. I was excited
to
see him in the promo trailer
that's
this
cool.
week.
Cool.
Yeah. That was actually a really good surprise.
Because he has the coolest voice.
Oh, 100%.
Like the most interesting, gravelly, deep kind of voice. That I'm like, just talk. I'll listen to you, dude. Just talk.
I'm like, can you narrate the whole season of Luke Cage? I will. Yeah. He's definitely a great actor. He was just grossly underutilized in this film. And it's sad because, I mean, like you said, he's got a great voice. I'm pretty sure his acting is on point along with his voice. And yet he's, what is he, like the father to Johnny Storm and Sue Storm?
Yeah.
I guess, apparently. Like, who forces his kids to work in his lab. So, and exposes
them
to...
Well, they're like the leaders of his lab in a way. I mean, I don't know. It's forgettable. I don't remember. Amnesia.
Amnesia.
So... bottom
that's
line.
Totally going to be a thing, Spencer.
So I'm bottom never. Line to this is, if you can, maybe second guess it. If you can do it well, then probably yes, is what I'm hearing.
I think reboots. So. I like it when a reboot expands upon its original version.
Yeah.
A lot. I'm like, oh, wow, you took something that hopefully I liked or at least appreciated, and you made me like it more.
Yeah.
Well, that'd be even more impressive if you could take something that you didn't like and make it likable.
That's actually really true, yeah.
Yeah, if you can try that, go ahead.
You know what? Thinking in that same mindset, a really good reboot that we had recently? King Kong, Skull Island.
Oh, Kong Skull Island.
Kong
yeah.
Skull
I'm
Island,
like, King
yeah.
Kong was not all that
Kong
good.
Skull Island.
Kong Skull Island was, yeah.
Oh, that was one of those good ones that really kind of hit it out of the park for me. But... You know what? If you are a person who enjoys reboots, more power to you. But you might want to get your brain checked. And let us know if you have any other thoughts on this. And we'd love to hear more from you on our Facebook page at facebook.com/philosophers, or our Twitter page at twitter.com/philosophy101. Spence, you want to close us out?
Yeah, sure. This has been Extra Credit with the Philosophers. We'll see you next time.
That'll do.